Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our Wednesday evening contemplative worship service from the beauty of this sanctuary in the second week of Advent to your home or your device or computer, wherever you may be. It's such a grace that you have blessed us with your presence tonight. Thank you very much. And we send love and gratitude to all who hold our community together in conscious intention. Tonight, we will hear a beautiful passage from Jesus, famous passage, happens every second week of Advent. And Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." It's a beautiful reminder, and we'll explore what that means. And I invite you to now take a moment in the silence, not only to prepare to receive Eucharist tonight at home, but to wish for the most meaningful experience through this time together, and not only for each of us, but for all who will partake. May it be so. Staying in that place of quiet, we listen for the Word of God with the ear of our heart. The reading comes from the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 11. Jesus said to the crowds, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves, for my yoke is easy and my burden light." Jesus said to the crowds, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves, for my yoke is easy and my burden light." Jesus said to the crowds, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves, for my yoke is easy and my burden light." May this reading nourish our journey deeper into wisdom and love. Amen. On Thanksgiving evening, I was driving home after having had the most amazing Thanksgiving dinner, and perhaps you've had this experience when you're driving as well, that it's as if you can't even keep your eyes open, and you know you're terrified that you're driving and that you are falling asleep, and so you have to pull over, you have to take a rest. And I wasn't that sleepy. I had a good conversational partner that kept me awake. But that is one kind of weariness that we're all aware of, that kind of food combination weariness, that kind of just a weariness of being awake, and the body wants to go to sleep. But then there's another kind of bone-gnawing weariness that people have in general ways, dealing with high anxiety situations, and people are bone-tired because they've been working on their feet for 12 hours. People who are working in the Texas sun for 10 hours up on the roofs, and they come home and they literally can barely get their shoes off. They're so weary and exhausted. We can all understand that kind of physical exhaustion. But we can also resonate with emotional weariness, and that this sense of being at home or not being able to see beloveds or friends, not being able to go and do and have what we normally would have. There's a kind of an emotional weariness, and I think of all the people that are in different situations right now that are challenging and stressful and wearying, and that gets wearisome on the emotions. And so we can begin to think about what it might mean for us to come to Christ with our weariness. Now, it's taken me a long time to be able to say again, I used to be able to say it as a younger man, but it's taken me a long time of reworking my understanding of what Christ is, who Jesus was, to be able to say this statement that Jesus is God's face. Jesus is God's human face. And that through Jesus' face, we get to experience something of what God is in a very unique way as we look at Jesus' entirety of his life. That it's something of a manifestation of what God is to us. And so when you hear the pronoun, come to me, it's hard for all of us to kind of visualize that for our own day-to-day existence. It's one thing if you can picture Jesus standing in a crowd. There's Jesus right there, and there's the rest of the crowd. He's there, there's 10 feet in between, and he says, come to me, all you who are weary. We can understand that physical, historical kind of context. But just hearing the scripture, it's irrelevant in a certain sense to me and to us, I would suspect. What do we really mean by this pronoun, come to me? Where is he? Where do you go if you want to come? And this becomes the scandal of Christianity, that it once was a body and now it's not. Jesus once was a body and now it's not. Where is it? We'd like to come to you, Lord. Where are you? Well, if you've ever wrestled with those questions, as I have, it leads you to a place of surrender and the rediscovery of what the real Christ is, the incarnate Christ and the heavenly Christ and all these different dimensions of the manifestation of Christ in Jesus and beyond. And a simple way of addressing this for our own life and our own weariness, because there is an influence to be gained when we come to Christ, when we come, is to shift the language and change the pronoun to a different word. So in the pronouns of this passage, change it from me and I to a different noun. And here's a suggestion from my Advent reader, The Advent Remedy. This is from today's reading, the Wednesday of the second week of Advent. And here's what I say. Replace the pronoun me and I with the word center. Thus, the rendition goes like this. Come to center, and center will give you rest. Return to the center and learn, for the center is meek and humble of heart. And you will find rest for yourselves, for the center is easy, light. The center is Christ, the circumference, our life. And if you think about the center and what it means to be given rest, the Greek word for rest means pauso, where we get the word pause. So in many ways, the remedy for our busyness and weariness is to take pause, to take rest, to literally create space. And the word pause can be both in terms of duration of time, but also in expanse of space. So the way I perceive visually this word rest is not only stillness in time, but openness in space. And so to pause is to be opened and still. And that is the essence of what centering prayer cultivates in our lives. So center conveys all that stillness and presence. Come to center and be free of yourself, and let center and its emptiness fill you with itself. And that's the process of transformation. Another word, noun, to replace the pronouns I and me in this passage is the word Eucharist. Now, Eucharist is another euphemism for center, and also it helps us explain and answer the question, okay, Lord, I want to come to you. Where are you? Where have you been the last 2,000 years since your ascension? I'd like to visit with you. Where are you? I am weary. I'd like to take you up on this offer to receive your rest. I need it. Well, this is about as good as it gets, the Eucharist. But I also would say that the Eucharist is in the trees, in the valleys, in the fields, in the oceans and mountains, and especially in the October mountains. There the Eucharist is too, that all of the rocks and animals and trees and air of this planet, and probably every particle in the universe, is Eucharistic. And that is to say, a carrier of the presence of the body of Christ, the Logos, the form of forms. And so here in the Eucharist, we become accessible to that Logos, and the Logos becomes accessible to us as a participant. It's one thing to perceive the beauty of mountains and an aspen forest through the eyes. It's completely another thing to ingest this bread and cup of wine. It's completely, totally different. It's personal, it's internal, it's physical. And nevertheless, who can draw lines between the deepest mysteries anyway? The cosmos and the earth and nature and the Eucharist go hand in hand as means of grace, of giving us rest. Come to the Eucharist, and the presence will give you rest. Return to the Eucharist and learn from it, for the Eucharist is meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. So, all the different forms of weariness that we are experiencing as human beings, we're the most comfortable people in the history of humankind as a culture, as a historical moment. There is suffering going on around the world, but we live in extraordinary comfort and ease. And whatever weariness we have, we can probably find a remedy for in a comfortable bed, that's a temperature controlled house with electricity and hot water on the turn of a tap, and food, the opening of the refrigerator, and easy transportation in the car, and on we go in terms of the ways in which we can receive rest for the body, mind, and soul and emotions. But perhaps this Advent, there is something else stirring in you that needs quenching and resting from an influence that only comes from above. And that's what this passage is set to remind us about, that the invitation is given to all the people, all the crowds, and few will even perceive the invitation, much less value it and see its benefit. And so this is the untried way, the wayless way, the untried way of silence and stillness, of needing help from above. And it is something to ponder in your own life. Where are you keeping so busy you resist the opportunity of being given rest? That you hold on to this thing, this identity, this task that keeps you busy and weary because you don't know who you would be without that thing that wearies you and controls so much of your psychic space. Who would we be if we let go of these bags that we carry around and all of our wearisome ways? Who would we be if we could be free of ourselves just a little bit more and filled with the emptiness? Well, blessed Advent journey, I'm talking to an empty room. I don't even know where I am at this moment. The lights have made me insane. Or maybe not. Where am I, Michael?
In the sequence?
Ah. Thank you. We have a Centering Prayer retreat this Saturday from 9 to 3. You can go to the church website to experience that and sign up for that. It'd be a beautiful way to enter into Advent through that silence and stillness. Thank you for your presence tonight and the grace of our community in the cloud. The love of God, the grace of Christ, and the peace and center of the Holy Spirit is giving us rest. Amen.